This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, July 18th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellins. With me, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Well, I don't know about you, but by this time in the summer, my entertainment budget is pretty much bust.
Well, that's because you've had to spend it on firewood.
Well, okay, there's that.
You say summer, but it hasn't, and I'm not complaining, but it hasn't felt like summer.
Isn't
the last
it weird?
Days. It's odd.
It's beautiful. We were just talking before we came on the air about it feeling like San Francisco in the summer.
But anyway, yes, because there have been so many good things to spend money on.
That we're going to have a really cheap weekend. So this is a great big weekend on a teeny tiny budget.
I like it.
Tonight, this is where you spend the big bucks, comparatively speaking, to the rest of the weekend.
Okay.
The Sound of Music is wrapping up this weekend at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
It's already wrapping up.
And it is sold out for Sunday.
Okay.
It's almost sold out for tonight and tomorrow night.
Ooh.
So if you want to see it, you need to get on the phone, 751-5441, and make reservations. It has been a huge hit. Betsy Crouch Jilka is home for the show. You might remember her from ACO, but she's got street cred. She's got professional credits. John Jefferson, who was new in Blithe Spirit, the show I was in, has street cred. They're amazing. The Nuns sound like they ought to be on Broadway. It's beautiful. So don't mess around.
Okay.
All right. Saturday. A little more folksy. It's the Bella Vista Woodcarver Show from 9 to 4 at Reardon Hall in Bella Vista. You don't have to be a POA member to go, but you should bring some money just in case. The show's free, but there will be things for sale.
Okay.
There's a mini maker fair at the Rogers Public Library.
I'm very interested slash fascinated by this because the idea behind a maker's fair is people who make stuff, and sometimes like your own boat or something, show up to these. That's the first one I think Rogers has had.
Yeah, they talked about everything from robotics to chainmail.
Right.
So it should be fascinating, and it's free. It's from 10 to 4. It's Family Saturday at the Fayetteville Public Library at 10:30 with Brian Kinder. Always a good time. Dayton Steelman, who's a professor emeritus from the UA, is going to talk about insects that suck.
Mosquitoes, ticks.
Icky things.
Yeah.
At 1, 2, and 3 o'clock on Saturday at Hobbs State Park. That's free. I'm hoping he's not bringing examples. Or pretty insects in search of dragonflies with Robert Thomas at 6 o'clock at Devil's Den.
Fun.
Firefly Fling.
That's right, at Botanical Garden of the Ozarks.
Musicians, storytellers, fire spinners, a glow-in-the-dark illuminated hula hoop show. An aerialist, smoothies, and ice cream. How can you lose?
You can't.
I hope there's coffee, too. 6 to 10 at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. That's $8 for adults and $4 for children 3 to 13.
That's Saturday night.
Play It Forward, a new community concert series at the Walmart Museum in Bentonville. It's Saturday night at 6:30. They're going to have a trio from Sona perform.
Oh, fun.
It's $5. And Nature's Ninjas, the mysterious world of predator insects, again with Robert Thomas at 8:30 at Devil's Den, and that's free. And then on Sunday afternoon, you've got Mountain Street Stage with Candy Lee and the Sweets at the Fayetteville Public Library. And Sidewalk Sunday at the Walmart Museum from 2 to 5.
And like you said, the only thing I think in there that really cost more than $5 was ACO.
So get out and have some cheap fun.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.